The result of the referendum comes as a real shock to many, and there could be several explanations for it. First, the turnout was very low, around 40%. But even then, the yes was expected to win. And it was close. We're talking about a difference of less than 57,000 votes. Christian Habelsheimer, a conflict resolution expert with Conciliation Resources, a UK-based peace consultancy, says this is the result of deep mistrust, resentment and even hatred against the FARC.
FARC has a relatively small constituency in far-flung rural areas, and majority of the people who have voted no to the peace agreement don't live in conflict-affected areas, they don't face the consequences. I think while FARC was never militarily defeated, in terms of propaganda, they were clearly defeated under the years of government of President Uribe between 2002 and 2010, to the level that the vast majority of Colombians really don't trust FARC no matter what they do and no matter the gestures they have done these past days and their requests for forgiveness. That hasn't changed their mind. So they lost, FARC lost the propaganda battle many years ago, and they are now facing the consequences of that.
It is still very early to tell what is likely to happen next. The one thing that came up was that the signing parties say they want to continue working towards peace. But there are several elements that the opposition, the no camp, will probably never back down on. Philip Pallison, an analyst on Latin America at Oxford Analytica, says that this leaves the country at a stalemate.
As far as any renegotiation goes, the main points, the crucial points on the issues of justice and political participation are pretty much non-renegotiable. The FARC leadership will never agree to go to jail, and political participation is one of the key reasons for pursuing peace. So sadly, at this stage, I don't see much being salvaged from this. It was never completely clear the level of support within different units of the FARC for the peace process to begin with. While the FARC's conference seemed to show that there was widespread support, the internal dynamics of what's happening within individual units across the country weren't particularly clear. We already had one unit that said that it would not abide by the peace process to begin with back in the summer, and I think that there's a good chance that other units of the FARC will start to do the same now.
As to whether fighting could resume, several opinions are emerging. On the one hand, Patterson says that fighting is very likely to resume because, he says, for a lot of the FARC fighters, there's nothing that can be taken from any deal. Land inequality and the defense of peace and communities, fundamental issues at the heart of the FARC's foundation, have not been resolved, for example. On the other hand, Ellen Yaffe, a Latin America specialist at the London School of Economics, says that it's really hard to imagine that fighting will resume, especially after 4 years of peace talks, during which the FARC have not engaged in armed conflict and have maintained a bilateral ceasefire.
It seems to me that both sides have since the referendum result declared that they are committed to peace. The question is now, what mechanism can they find to implement it that somehow bypasses the need for a national referendum? Very unlikely that Santos himself, who staked his presidency on this peace agreement, would allow it to the wayside. And I think that the FARC guerrillas can't really allow that either. They've already got rid of a significant mass of their armament. So, you know, they're in a much more precarious situation now.
Now, it's likely they will all sit again at the same table to engage in further discussions. But at the end of the day, we can't forget that the war lasted so long that it might be too difficult for many Colombians to forgive the FARC.